Just 4 years after Alexander Graham Bell invented it, the first telephone was operating in Australia. From the beginning, the telephone system was operated as a government monopoly by the Postmaster General's Department. More than 100 years later, the federal government recognised the benefits of a second carrier and called for submissions.
From telecommunications, the government hopes to have a private competitor to the merged Telecom and OTC, based on AUSAT, up and running by the end of 1991.
In March 91, a project team took up residence in an office tower in Bondi Junction, Sydney. Here, the team put together a mix of Australian and international expertise to create a unique bid for Australia's second telecommunications carrier.
Knew what we had to do and the amount of time that we had to do it in, so very quickly we were able to begin to work together as a team and to support one another.
The team spirit was paramount, but the pressures that were put on during that project phase were quite immense.
The consortium became known as Optus Communications, derived from the Latin verb optare, to choose. The choice offered to the government was a strategic mix of Australian and international organisations, and the choice to the Australian market, a new age of telecommunication services. There are three partners in Optus Communications. There's Bell South of the United States and Cable and Wireless of the United Kingdom, two of the world's largest telecommunications companies. The third partner, Optus Proprietary Limited, is the major shareholder and is wholly Australian-owned. Optus Proprietary Limited features Mayne Nicholas, a leader in the Australian service industry, with financial partners AMP and National Mutual, who represent over 7 million individual Australians. The remaining shares are held by a group of institutional investors under the management of AIDC.
Cabinet has chosen Optus Communications to buy AUSAT and develop the nation's second telecommunications network.
In February 1992, AUSAT became the satellite division of Optus. AUSAT brought to Optus three orbiting satellites, an Earth station network covering the eight capital cities, and around 15,000 private Earth station subscribers. They also brought a commitment to launch two replacement satellites, representing an investment of nearly $500 million. These new satellites will enhance the broadband capacity of the network, which will mean improved operation of pay TV, mobile communication, and the new position location navigation systems.
The purchase of AUSAT as part of that process provides Optus firstly with a set of facilities on which it can begin to build its system, and secondly with a set of people with substantial telecommunications experience.
I think the greatest challenge probably is in meeting something that, to my knowledge and from what I've heard, has never been done before, and that is create a coast-to-coast type network in a very short time frame.
We have a very aggressive rollout schedule. We have many thousands of kilometers of fiber optics cable to place. We have a lot of electronics to install, switches to install. Everything that's necessary for a network has to be put in place. We have to make decisions and move forward very rapidly.
In the end, all the enthusiasm, all the technology, and all the ideas mean just one thing: the most advanced telecommunications network in the world.